It's July 27th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine here again with Lila Ledesma for your daily news roundup. On today's show, we're talking Bitcoin's breakout, gold gains, Ether's explosion, and more. Today's episode is sponsored by Bitstamp and Crypto.com. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Bitcoin may be on the cusp of a major bull run, having cleared $10,000 per token over the weekend. According to CoinDesk's Omkar Godbole, the cryptocurrency jumped over 8% in the 7 days leading up to July 26th, violating a trend line connecting the December 2017 and July 2019 high prices. Quote, "This could be the real deal. We could be on the first serious step towards a bull run of epic magnitude," said popular analyst Lark Davis in a tweet early on Monday. Some traders are now betting on a move to $20,000 over the next 4 months. Indeed, the breakout above the 2.5-year-long falling trendline is a major bullish development. However, Bitcoin is yet to cross above resistance at $10,400 per token, a horizontal resistance line drawn linking the February and June highs. The cryptocurrency has failed multiple times to keep gains above $10,000 over the last 12 months, so the bulls would be better off observing caution as long as prices are held below that $10,400 mark. A break above that level, if confirmed, would open the doors to $11,000 Bitcoin. On the other hand, a failure to establish a strong foothold above $10,000 could invite stronger selling pressure. With Bitcoin at last breaking convincingly above the all-important $10,000 mark, some asked why it struggled so much in recent months when gold soared to an all-time high. Earlier this year, digital asset investors were aflutter over the trillions of dollars of central bank money injections in response to the coronavirus-induced global recession. The bet was that a flood of liquidity would eventually lead to inflation, in turn driving up prices for both gold, historically seen as a hedge against currency debasement, and Bitcoin, sometimes referred to as digital gold or gold 2.0 due to its scarce supply characteristics. Gold prices have surged during the period, last week topping the all-time closing high of $1,891 an ounce, reached in the year 2011, and are now trading at a record intraday high of $1,940 per ounce. Previous lifetime high of $1,921 per ounce was reached in September of 2011. Bitcoin, meanwhile, had been stuck in a narrow trading range since April, and only just last night clambered to $10,200, a level near half of its all-time high of $20,000 per token reached in 2017. According to a handful of investors and analysts interviewed by CoinDesk, Bitcoin is far less mature than gold and thus may lack a credible history as an inflation hedge, so it struggled to draw hedging bids despite a recent uptick in inflation expectations. Meanwhile, Ether, the second largest cryptocurrency by market value, has more than doubled in value this year, leaving Bitcoin, the crypto market leader, far behind. From $129 on January 1st to $312 per ETH yesterday, the number two token is up more than 125% in 2020 alone. Jihan Chu, co-founder and managing partner at Hong Kong-based trading firm Kinetic, told CoinDesk that Ether's price is surging on increased general interest and the network's popularity in the decentralized finance space. Ethereum's median transaction fee recently rose to its highest level since August of 2018 due to a surge in transaction activity. And additional buying pressure for Ether looks to be stemming from the excitement surrounding the impending transition from the proof-of-work mechanism, aka mining, to proof-of-stake, in the network's next big upgrade, dubbed Ethereum 2.0. Staking would allow investors to earn additional yields simply by holding Ether to support transactions on the blockchain. Glassnode data shows the number of addresses holding 32 ETH, the minimum balance needed to become a validator on Ethereum 2.0, has increased by more than 12% this year, suggesting increased investor interest in this novel form of income. Bitcoin is currently trading at $10,244, while Ether is trading at $323 per token, according to the CoinDesk Price Index. This episode and the following messages are brought to you by Bitstamp and Crypto.com.
Bitstamp is the original global cryptocurrency exchange. Since 2011, Bitstamp has been the preferred exchange for serious traders and investors, trusted by over 4 million customers, including top financial institutions. Bitstamp is built on professional-grade trading technology. Their platform is powered by a NASDAQ matching engine, and their APIs are recognized as the best in the industry. Download the Bitstamp app from the App Store or Google Play, or visit bitstamp.net/pro to learn more and start trading today. That's bitstamp.net/pro.
Hey, Markets Daily listeners. Crypto.com offers one of the most convenient ways to purchase your favorite tokens or cryptocurrencies. It's also one of the most cost-effective ways, with the normal 3.5% credit card fee waived for all crypto purchases.
What's more, with Crypto.com's MCO Visa card, you can get up to 10% back on things like food and grocery shopping. And when you buy gift cards with the Crypto.com app, you can get up to 20% back. So download the Crypto.com app today and enjoy these offers until the end of September.
And now a few short takeaways from head of research Noel Acheson's Crypto's Long and Short. Standard Chartered has revealed that its venture and innovation arm has been working on a crypto custody offering for institutional market, and the first pilot could launch later this year. The takeaway here? This is the most significant step from a large incumbent into the crypto market so far, according to Noel. Standard Chartered is present in 70 countries and is one of the 100 largest companies in terms of market cap listed on the London Stock Exchange. Apparently, it was considering setting up a crypto marketplace, but realized that a significant barrier for its clients was the lack of big balance sheet custody services. So far, about 20 institutions have expressed interest, according to the company, which is not insignificant, but nor is it a huge amount. It remains to be seen how this strategy fits in with its recent investment in Switzerland-based institutional crypto custodian Metico. Avanti, a crypto-focused financial company known as a special purpose depository institution, also known as SPDI, based in Wyoming and founded by longtime crypto advocate Caitlin Long, will launch in October. The takeaway? Avanti aims to compete with traditional banks for crypto business and has a head start, not just in terms of its crypto credibility. Caitlin Long has been instrumental in pushing forward blockchain-friendly legislation in Wyoming, which other states are starting to emulate. It also has the flexibility to innovate on banking works, and has started with a token called the Avit. Details are still thin, but it seems like it will be a digital token for settlement purposes, not pegged to the US dollar, but issued by a bank under existing US commercial laws, which confer transaction finality. And finally, the total value of cryptocurrency locked in decentralized finances, DeFi, oldest project, has surpassed $1 billion for the first time. MakerDAO, which is also the sector's largest protocol by a margin of $271 million locked in, crossed above $1 billion at around 6 p.m. UTC on Sunday, according to analytics aggregator DeFi Pulse. The milestone, which represents how much money has been committed and not earned, demonstrates a rising interest in MakerDAOs and DeFi projects alike. Collateral, locked up in the form of Ether, ETH, or Basic Attention Token, BAT, is used on Maker's protocol to undertake lending and generate DAO as debt against collateral. The DeFi industry has seen a significant rise in total value locked up in with the sector's $1 billion milestone, in all protocols having been surpassed on February 7th, now up by more than $3.3 billion at a time of writing. This was originally reported by Sebastian Sinclair. And that's the news.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Tuesday. And just a reminder, the CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.